Good morning. I want to welcome you all here to our worship service this morning on this nice, beautiful day. We're going to start off with a few announcements. We got quite a few to go through. So if you want to look to your bulletin in the announcements section, you can kind of read along there. The first one being the Victory Center Bible Camp. Registrations opened up yesterday. I was saying a lot of people have registered already. They're posting on Facebook and stuff. So if you've got anybody that you know that was looking to go into a camp, Victory Center is a really nice camp out in Fort Pierre. And you guys can register online today. And out in the foyer, you'll be able to see there's a yellow sheet and a sign and brochures and all that kind of stuff. And take those brochures. You can scan that QR code with your phone, or you can go to the website there on the sheet or on that brochure to register your child. Also, we've had someone that has graciously donated or pledged to give the amount that it would take to pay for all the kids that are associated with Community Church of St. Lawrence to go to Victory Center Bible Camp. So you can find one of those papers, you can take one of those home, and you can use that, and it walks you through the steps on how you can do that. All you have to do is punch in a code, and it gives you that. So the person wanted to make sure that anybody could go that wanted to go that maybe not, that couldn't afford it financially. So that's from the youngest camp all the way up to high school. So anybody can use that if you've been involved here at the church. So if you got any more questions, you can come talk to me or Mr. Kettlehut back there. Also down there, Meals on Wheels is this week, the 3rd through the 7th. So if you signed up, the sheet is still out there and you forgot if you signed up or when you signed up, you can look at that. Thank you for everybody who's willing to do that. Also, the bridal shower on March 15th for Jake and Brooklyn. That'll be here at the church, and you can see all the registered, where they're all registered there as well. The church membership class, even if you aren't seeking to be a member, but if you are, you can sign up in the foyer. If you just want to know more about the church and what we're here for, it's a great place to go and spend 2 hours. That's on March 16th and the 30th. So it's during the Sunday school hour. So if you want to know more about the church, go ahead and sign up on that and show up to that. And then the ladies' night out this month is on March 21st. And you guys can see the details of that in the bulletin as well. And then Mega Teens at Sunshine is March 28th through the 29th. So, and there's still registrations out on the table for that. Are there any other announcements this morning? Yes, sign up soon for Megatine. It's pretty important. It's a good time to hang out. If you guys have anybody that you know that would be willing or wanting to do that as well, it's a good time down there. Anything else? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is our 2025 church verse, and you guys can see that in your bulletins. And I'm going to have you guys stand because that's always fun. And out of respect of God's word, and you're going to have to stand for the music anyway. And we're going to read this. I'll just read it, and you guys can follow along in your bulletin on the top of the announcement section. Our call to worship is from Romans 12, 1 and 2. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Okay, just stay standing. And take your hymnals to number 10. O Worship the King. Oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of His might, oh, sing of His grace. grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space, his chariots of wrath the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is his path on the wings of the storm. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. Thanks for singing. Now, let's take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them here this morning.
Well, good morning again. We're grateful that you've chosen to worship with us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation, so that if you have any, if you just raise your hand, I'll call on you and we'll be praying for them. So any requests? And the friend's first name? Friend, okay. So, Andrew's an update on his brother Joel. He is doing well. I know we continue to pray, but that's encouraging news. And then having a friend going through heart surgery this week, and we'll be praying for that request as well. Any other requests? Yes, Kinnette. Continued prayer for Sue Siebesma as she goes through the brain cancer treatments. It's every day is up and down, but we'll be praying for them. Any other? Yeah, Steve. So, Spencer and Elizabeth, okay. And then,
Edward,
Woodward Dean or Eddie. Okay, well, congratulations. I know distance makes it difficult to go see them right away, but we'll be praying for patience for you. That's true. And also pick the correct weather time. So, yeah, that's true. Mike. So the update on Roseanne, this week the prayer request came out about an infection, and that seems to be doing better, but now she's come down with a respiratory issue in her chest, and so, and I know all about that, as I've been dealing with that this week as well, but we'll be praying for Roseanne. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. We've been praying for both, for Travis Lecce, and it's been wonderful to see him kind of move from hospice to therapy and gain strength, and then also continue to pray for June's brother Chuck and his wife Diane, especially with some of her knee issues and improving there. Any other prayer requests or praises? Ah, Erica. So Erica's request is for a friend's grandson. The grandson's 2 years old, has been diagnosed with leukemia, and is going through the treatments and all the after effects of that. So we'll be praying for them. Any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we start another month, we're grateful for the blessings that you've brought our way, that as we change our calendars, one of the things that we can rest assured that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You, because of your character, stand behind all your promises. And that no matter what challenges we'll face this month or blessings that come our way, you know them and you prepare us for them. We're grateful that as a part of your family, you do bring good gifts to your children, as well as the promise that when we walk through the valley, you are there with us as well. Thank you that this life, you take care of our daily needs so that we can look for and meet the needs of others. We thank you for the ministries of our church, the opportunities to invest in the lives of our youth, as well as the students in our community and adults of all ages. And we thank you for the opportunities of coming together to fellowship, for today to remind one another that we don't go through this life alone. And we lift up these requests to you. We thank you for how you operate and work, both using, especially with health issues, you use modern medicine and the medical community, as well as your healing hand. But we never discount that you, as the great physician, heal us. So, Father, we lift up the praise from Andrew that Joel is doing better. We continue to pray for his strengthening and that you would be with Andrew's parents as they go through this time as well. We also lift up this friend of theirs that is having heart surgery. You know the individual, and we just ask that you would bring peace of mind and heart for this procedure, but also be with the surgical team, and that you would guide and would bring healing. We also lift up Sue Siebesma as she goes through her cancer treatments and the different side effects. We pray that you would help mitigate those and for the opportunities of making memories with family. We just ask that you would be an ever-present help as they go through this time together. You know, be with Zach and his family as they watch and walk with mom and dad through this time, and be with Joel as well. Father, we are grateful for new life, and we lift up Spencer and Elizabeth and their new son, Eddie. We just ask that you would be strengthening both mom and baby, and as being in Hawaii with less family support, we just ask that you would come alongside and bring others to help during this joyous time, but also stressful in bringing another child into the family environment. Father, we lift up Roseanne and just ask that you would heal her from this respiratory illness. Grateful for the progress made with this infection, knowing as her immune system has been affected over all the treatments she's taken, that you would heal her and heal her soon. Father, we also are grateful for the report about Travis Lechke, and we just ask that you continue to heal and strengthen him, as well as for Chuck and Diane, that you would be helping them as through some of the physical challenges they've faced in the last several months, that you would be an ever-present help as well. And Father, we lift up Erica's friend, their grandson, with his just 2 years old, being diagnosed with leukemia and going through the treatments, and understanding that he is not understanding a lot that's going on. We pray for the parents as they also walk through this time, that you would encourage them, that you would help with some of the side effects. And Father, we pray for healing, that you would use these treatments to bring that cancer into remission. Father, we also understand that with all of us here, we do carry the burdens of others, and help us to remember that you carry those with us as well. For your yoke is easy, your burden is light, because you walk beside us. Father, we lift up this world to you. It is full of turmoil, and maybe that reflects a bit of where we're at as not only a nation, but as a world of, we need peace. Father, I pray that you would bring peace to the conflicts around the world, that you would bring peace to countries and nations and even into our own community. Father, help us to be messengers of peace, as Paul calls us to be also messengers of reconciliation. Thank you for the saving message of Jesus Christ. We lift up our missionaries around the world. We thank you for each one that goes forth. We are grateful for the work that they do. We are grateful also for the opportunity to hear from Sarah and how you used her in France, and the reminder that no matter what our age, you can use us wherever we're at and wherever you call us. Father, we thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people. Just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Jessen, and I'm originally from Miller, and I go to the Community Church of St. Lawrence. But right now I'm at school at the University of Minnesota, and recently I was able to go on a mission trip with Crew, a Christian ministry on campus here, to share about Jesus to students in France, which is technically considered a post-Christian society. So the Community Church of St. Lawrence graciously provided support, so I wanted to just reach out and thank you guys for that gracious support that you gave, and just recap the trip. So this is our team that I went with. We had 13 students from the University of Minnesota that went, and 3 crew staff who work for the University of Minnesota and the TC Metro crew all go to France together and be able to share about Christianity. So on the first day in Toulouse, we met the Agape team members, which Agape is the Christian ministry that partners with Crew in France. They have 2 staff members from the U.S. that are there, and the remaining staff are all French-born Christians. So getting to interact with them and learn more about what they do was really interesting. And then the staff showed us around Toulouse and gave tips for sharing with French students just based on their own experiences, which was really helpful. So on the first day of sharing, we went to Paul Sabatier University, which to share, our main group of 16 of us was divided into 3 smaller groups. And so we would split up between the 3 campuses that we would visit in Toulouse. So there was the law campus, the social science campus, and the science campus. So Paul Sabatier University is the science campus. My group was paired with Julian Grenier, which you can see here in the middle picture, one of the French-born Christians on staff with Agape. The first day, again, was at the Science University, which had over 30,000 students, which was very different because the students just weren't really out and about, so it felt very small and isolated, which was just an interesting thing to consider. We used perspective cards, which are shown up here on the top right, which is a crew tool for sharing that allows the individual to share their belief systems and what influenced them. They're really helpful to just be able to kind of speak with students in a non-confrontational way and just be able to learn more about their beliefs and how we can then share using those beliefs, share about our own beliefs. We shared the gospel, my partner and I did, with 3 individuals that day. So all were open to sharing that we talked about their own beliefs and why they believe that, and were willing to listen to our beliefs, which was really interesting and encouraging because sharing in the U.S. is very different, and that normally you don't have that great of a response of people being willing to hear our own beliefs. So one student shared that he had been reading the Bible and was curious and open to accepting Christ, but just needed some more evidence. So that was really interesting to be able to hear that even people who aren't Christian or don't believe what we believe will also try to read the Bible and try to learn more and see if that's something that they could believe in. So that night, that first night of after sharing, we had an American soiree with Agape. It was an event at a cafe in Toulouse that allowed the American students that all went on this trip to engage with the French Agape students along with students that we had shared with that day and that we had invited to come join us at that event. The night was American themed, so we got to share some American snacks and play games with the French students, which was just really fun to get to be able to meet and know students from another country who have very different experiences, obviously. Some students shared their testimonies at the event, and we all got to converse with each other and get to know each other a little better, so that was really, really awesome. The second day of sharing, my group went to the Toulouse University Capitole, which is the law campus. This day I was actually partnered with Julian to share, so I got to witness spiritual conversations entirely in French, which was really interesting and cool to be able to see God work even in a different language when I didn't know what was being said, but I knew they were sharing about God. And so we spoke with 2 Muslim female students about their beliefs first. And that was really interesting just to hear the similarities and differences between Muslim beliefs and Christian beliefs. And then we spoke with four girls who were all atheist and agnostic, and got to share our beliefs with them. We then initiated with a girl whose family was Catholic, but she was struggling to know what to believe, but was open to hearing more about Christianity. And so we invited her to learn more about agape and just maybe try to get involved there to see if that's something she was interested in. And we finished by speaking with two male students, one who was atheist and one who was Muslim. And that was just really interesting to be able to hear those two different perspectives, and they were actually friends. So just getting to kind of witness that and be able to witness our own beliefs to them. All the students we spoke to were open to hearing about Christianity, which again was very new for me because that's not been my experience sharing in the U.S. On the last day of sharing this, we went to the University of Toulouse, which is Jean Jaurès, and that is the social sciences campus. I was partnered with Josh, who you can see here, right next to me, one of the TC Metro crew staff members. We initiated two different conversations with two female students that each lasted about an hour. So the first student that we talked to, she was not a believer, but she was open to considering Christianity and wanted to learn more about it. And the second student was truly where I saw God at work. So I'm just going to read what I wrote in my letter to you. I initiated with Lula, a student about my age. As we were asking her a set of questions that had been provided to us by French staff, Lula began to open up about her family being Christian. The way she was framed it was different, however. Most students in previous conversations who said their family were Christian then said immediately after that they had moved away from the faith because of doubts that they had. Lula didn't say this. I asked her then if she was Christian. She answered that she was. We continued the conversation and she shared bits and pieces about her life and how her experiences had influenced her beliefs. She explained that she was only on campus for about a week before she went back to her home about 10 hours away as she was mostly a remote learner. She continued by saying that she wanted to move to Toulouse next year and live there full time. Asking her if she was looking for a Christian community, she quickly exclaimed yes. Josh and I shared the details about the second Agape event that night with her and exchanged our contact information. Then, as we were closing the conversation, we asked her a final question of, if you could ask a Christian anything, what would you ask them? She asked us two questions. How does one turn from sin, and how do you deal with grief as a Christian? She told us that she had recently lost someone very close to her, and she was struggling deeply with it. Hearing those words struck something similar within me, as I had experienced those same doubts and struggles after the passing of Carson Minor. I shared my story with her and explained that one day, the day has not come when everything went back to normal, but I have learned to trust in God and his plan and know that he works all things for good. She thanked me and Josh, and I collectively answered her question, her other question, and we said goodbye. So then that night we had, which here in this area, that's actually where I shared with Lula, so I took a picture there just to kind of remember that conversation. And then that night we had an event, another agape event at a tavern, actually, which was very interesting to have a Christian event at a tavern. And we, it was mostly just playing games and socializing, and there was a time when we actually shared about Christ. And Lula came. You can see Lula here with Josh and I. We were able to introduce her to the French Agape members and the staff there. She quickly became engrossed in many conversations. And as she was leaving, she and I were chatting with Aaron Robinson, who you can see in this top left picture, one of the staff members in Toulouse. And she explained that she had just recently returned to Christianity after a time away from God. She said that she had started praying every night and had been praying for a Christian community to call home. Her previous friends had all been atheist or followed a different religion and had distanced themselves from her because of her faith. She continued by saying that she had been praying and praying, and then Josh and I walked up to her and sat down and started talking. She was asking about what agape events were coming up, and Aaron invited her to a team dinner the next night where she and a couple other French students came again, which is here. You can kind of see some of the pictures from that night. And Aaron told me the next day on Sunday that she had come to church with the French students that morning. Thinking back to those conversations still just brings a smile to my face. And I know that God truly answers our prayers and puts all of us in each situation for a reason. So these are two pictures. This top left picture is of members of my freshman Bible study group that I was a part of, where I originally became part of crew. And then this bottom picture is one of my co-leaders and one of the students in our Bible study that is from the Bible study I'm currently leading this year for sophomores and freshmen at the U. So it was just really amazing and encouraging to be able to go to France on a mission trip with people that have been a big part of my crew experience, and just be able to share about Jesus with them. At the end of our trip, we went to Paris, and that was just really amazing. So here's just some pictures from that. We went to the Opera House, the Palace of Versailles, the Champs-Élysées, the Sacré Cœur, Notre Dame, which we actually got to go inside after it had been closed for so long. So that was really cool. The Eiffel Tower and the Louvre. So that was just a really amazing way to end it off. And then recently I had the opportunity to share about the trip, meeting Lula and sharing with her and my own testimony at Crew's weekly meeting several weeks ago. Every week we have a gathering where all of us, all of the members of U of M crew get together and hear a message and get to worship together. And normally we have a student testimony. So I actually got to share mine with the students there. And that was just really encouraging. And crew has just been such an amazing part of my time at the University of Minnesota. And I just really have grown so much in my faith because of it. And so it's been just an amazing experience. And it was really encouraging to be able to share about my faith and my faith journey to other students in crew. So across 3 days of sharing in Toulouse, we made 169 initiations, had 107 spiritual conversations where we talked about spiritual matters with students, and we were able to share the gospel 54 times. So just like hearing those numbers is always just really encouraging to know that we are making a difference just by going out and sharing. Sometimes it can feel discouraging or a little intimidating to be willing to minister to people about Christ, but it does matter, and it's just really amazing to be part of that. I will forever cherish the time in France by sharing with students and getting to experience Christianity in a post-Christian society. Even in a post-Christian society, God is still truly at work, and it was so amazing to be able to see that firsthand. Again, thank you so much for your generous donation to my French mission trip. I'm so thankful, and it was just amazing to see God provide in that way. Best wishes, and I will see you all soon.
That was recorded. Okay, I didn't want to crane my neck around and look around. that's a story for another day. Let's stand together and sing, "I am His and He is Mine." And everyone, you see Sarah next time, thank her for her report and for her efforts, would you? 490 in your hymnal, "I am His and He is Mine." Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know, gracious Spirit from above, Thou hast taught me hid His soul. Oh, this full and perfect peace, oh, this transport all divine, in a love which cannot cease, I am His and He is mine. In a love which cannot cease, I am His and He is mine. Heaven above is softer blue, earth around is sweeter green. Something lives in every hue Christless eyes have never seen. Birds with gladder songs o'erflow, flowers with deeper beauty shine. Since I know, as now I know, I am His and He is mine. Since I know, as now I know, I am his and he is mine. Things that once were wild alarms cannot now disturb my rest. Closed in everlasting arms, pillowed on the loving breast. Oh, to lie forever here, doubt and care and self-resign, while he whispers in my ear, I am his and he is mine. While he whispers in my ear, I am his and he is mine. His forever, only his, who the Lord and me shall part. Ah, with what a rest of bliss Christ can fill the loving heart. Heaven and earth may fade and flee, firstborn light in gloom decline, but while God and I shall be, I am his and he is mine. But while God and I shall be, I am his and he is mine.